took one step past that 200-meter mark, and then that's when I heard my leg just break. Like, I felt it, I heard it, and I screamed, like, really, really loud, but I'm pretty sure as loud as it was in the stadium, you didn't, no one heard it. So then the next 200 meters, just every step I took was just pain and agony, but I just wanted to finish because I didn't want to let anybody down, and it was just, that was my job. That's what I was supposed to do, so.
So you were pretty certain when it happened that you had broken your leg. You knew just how bad it was.
I heard it. I heard the crack or the break or whatever. But I was just like, okay, maybe it was just a cramp. Maybe the muscles just sliding over each other or a tendon or something like that. So I didn't really think, oh my gosh, it's probably broken completely like it was until I actually saw the x-ray. But when I finished, I just told the media that, you know, it was just a bad cramp because that's what it felt like.
So even after you'd run on it for 200 meters, it still felt like a bad cramp, not like a broken leg.
Yeah, it felt like a pretty intense like cramp, and I hadn't had a cramp in so long, so I was like, yeah, that felt like a cramp. Yeah, it felt like a cramp. But in my mind, when I was running, I was like, oh my gosh, did I just break my leg? That's what I thought at 200.
But at the same time, you thought, I'm going to continue.
Yeah, well, looking up on the screen, like right there, at around the 220-meter mark, there's a screen there, and it showed Josh Mant, the outgoing runner, the second runner. It showed him, like, kind of motioning me in, and he was kind of, like, preparing himself for me to come in, and he looked like he was so ready and so amped. And, you know, just hearing the crowd and stuff like that, I just didn't want to be the one that let, first of all, those three down that came after me, and then the whole team, and then the U.S. My country chose me to represent them, so I didn't want to let my country down.
And you'll return home, whatever happens, I guess, in the final, as a hero.
Yeah, I'm not the type of person that likes to be in the limelight. I like to let my performances speak for themselves. But, I mean, I guess I can accept being a hero. I really wish it would be the opposite side of the spectrum, but I know that those guys will run even faster than they did yesterday, with me or without me, because we're pretty talented in that field.
Just tell us what you thought when you actually saw the x-ray or were told it is a break.
Well, the Team USA doctor, Dr. Adams, he looked at it when I finally got back to the tent before I even got an x-ray and stuff, and he felt around with it, and it was just so tender to touch, and it was swollen, and my foot was swollen, and he was like, yeah, I think you have a fracture. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I was like, oh, man, I really don't want to hear that. But he was like, but we'll go get an x-ray just to be sure. So got the x-ray. I was already preparing myself for the worst news possible. So saw the actual x-ray and, you know, I kind of broke down a little bit just knowing that my season was over.
But you'll still get a medal if the team gets a medal.
Yeah, if the team gets a medal, being that I ran on the prelim, there's only one other guy that's replacing me. And I think that's Angelo will be running now. And, you know, they're stepping up, and they're already going to run good whether that happened or not. So I think this has inspired them and sparked them a little bit more. I think the whole ordeal has given the entire Team USA a big spark. So I'll be looking for fireworks tonight and tomorrow and the rest of the competition in track and field for the USA.
What's this going to mean for you? How's this going to change your athletics career, do you think?
I think that this shows the world that I really stand by my philosophy and faith-focused finish, because that's what I repeated to myself as I tried to finish the race, just faith-focused finish, faith-focused finish. And, I mean, I'm just proving to the world that, you know, Team USA and the Olympic motto, it's not about winning or losing. It's about going out there and giving your best and fighting to the end. And I think I personified that on last night.